who taped CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Wednesday evening, September the 30th, 1998. Feast of Tabernacles Convocation being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Tommy Cook of Tulsa, Oklahoma, is the minister of the evening.
For yea, I have spoken these things unto you not to bring fear, to bring encouragement. For I am a God of encouragement, even as I said to Joshua, be strong and of good courage. Yes, it sounds like awesome times. It sounds like destruction. But I'm telling you so that you can walk with the overcomer. You can walk with the one that has achieved, the one that's never been defeated. For I am the God that delivers. I'm the God of trusting. I am the God that you can put your faith in because I change not. Hearken to me and be not afraid, but be strong in me and know that I will deliver those that will put their faith and their trust in me and walk in the ways that I call them to walk. Be willing and obedient to do that I've called them to do. For I am developing a strong army. I am developing a mighty army. Yes, there'll be few in number, but they will be mighty, much like the army of David who never was defeated. For I will pick them out of backgrounds that are terrible, but they will be people that are concentrated unto me, and they're dedicated unto me, and you will see that I will cause them to be the overcomers. There'll be a light unto the world, saith the Lord.
Praise God. Me too. Praise the Lord. You can turn to the book of Nehemiah, and shortly we'll get there. Just turn there. I'll tell you what chapter in a little bit. How many believe that the Feast of Tabernacles is real to us spiritually? Amen? It was referred to as the Feast of Tabernacles, the Feast of Booths, Feast of the Ingatherings, Feast of the Seventh Month, the Solemn Assembly, or the Solemn Feast. Feast unto the Lord or the Feast. It had many titles to it. Praise God. And how many believe that He is our tabernacle today?
Glory. Amen.
You know, look in John 1. Let's just start there. We'll start in John 1 here. Then we'll go to Nehemiah in a minute. John 1, in verse 14, the scripture I think we all know. It says, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, tabernacle among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus came and tabernacled among us. Amen? He is our pavilion tonight. Do you believe that? And He is our tent. He is our booth. He's everything. Hallelujah. Look in Psalms 25. We'll start off here a little bit and just look at a few things. Psalms 25. I really enjoyed that word this morning that Brother Frank brought. How many have enjoyed it? Praise God. Psalms 25, 7. I believe that's the one I want. Hallelujah. Maybe it's 27 I want. It's 27, 5. I'll get it right here in a minute. For in the time of trouble, are we there? He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret or setter, the secret of His tabernacle, shall He hide me. He shall set me up on a rock. How many know you're set up? He's setting you up. The stability of the Holy of Holies is the rock. Come on, His name is Jesus Christ. Isn't that right? Praise God. So in the time of trouble, He's going to hide us in that great pavilion. Praise God. In that secret place of His tabernacle. Hallelujah. Then in chapter 31, verse 20, 31 verse 20, again He says here to us, thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence.
Yes.
I mean, that is that secret place. In the secret of thy presence from the pride of man, thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion or shelter from the strife of tongues. Hallelujah. Amen. So, thank you, Jesus, for hiding us tonight. Amen.
Yes.
Now, let's go to Nehemiah. Chapter 8, Nehemiah, chapter 8, hallelujah, Nehemiah, chapter 8, what I see here in this chapter, all of God's people were on the, dwelt on the same level. They dwelt in those booths 7 days. How many know wasn't a big hiker, little ones here? They were all on the same level. How many believe we're all one in Christ tonight?
Amen.
And in chapter 8, verse 1, number 1, there was unity in this Feast of Tabernacles. There was unity. How many believe God wants unity in his body?
Amen.
He wants us not only to come into unity, but to dwell in it. In verse 1, all the people gathered themselves together, notice, as one man. They gathered together. There was a unity here. There was a gathering.
Yes.
But how many know you can come together and not be together?
Right.
Or you can come together and be led together by the Holy Ghost and be together. Isn't that right?
Right.
Hallelujah. So there was unity. They were together here in the beginning of this Feast of Tabernacles. And it says they came together as one man. How many know God's raising up that one man, that new man today? Amen?
Yes.
The middle wall partition has been broken down between Jew and Gentile. Isn't that right? Praise God. We're one in Him. One foe, one bread, one people, one man. And then where did this take place in verse 1? It took place in the Watergate. Nixon wasn't there. Amen. In the place of the washing of the Word, praise God, because you're going to see in this chapter the Word of God is put back in its original place. Amen? It was called the Watergate. And notice here, in verse 1, it says something. That the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel. And so Ezra began to speak out of the book of Moses, the law of God. Now, you see that in 8:3 as well, 8:5, 8:7, 8:8, 8:9, 8:12, 8:18. All that speaks about the preaching of the gospel or the word of God. Praise the Lord. How many believe that God is bringing forth revelation in His word today as never before?
Amen.
Brethren, the light is shining upon the word. Amen? As we get into it and study it. Praise the Lord. Now, look back with me. Here in, let's look in verse 3. This is the seventh month in verse 2, we see that. And then verse 3, and he read therein before in the street that was before the water gate from morning till midnight. Notice, from morning till midnight before the men and the women and those that could what? What are they going to do here? Those that could understand, hallelujah. And the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law. They were open to the word of God. Amen. They were attentive. They listened very intently to the word of God. And then in verse 5, look in verse 5 here, it says that as Ezra opened the book in the sight of the people, that all the people stood up. They reverenced God. They reverenced His word. Amen. And they stood. You ever been in churches where when they read the word, everybody stands? You ever see that? Praise God. I believe in that. Hallelujah. Is that right? I used to be in a fellowship years ago, and they would do that. They would stand when the word was being read. Then in chapter 8, verse 6, you'll see there was worship here. As the word was read, they were saying amen. They lifted up their hands like we were doing tonight, and they worshiped their faces before God there even on the ground. They fell upon their faces before the Lord Himself. Then in chapter 8, verse 8, you'll notice God gave them understanding. And how many know we, with all you're getting, get some understanding? Isn't that right? So that they read in the book of the law of God distinctly and gave the sense, these different people here, these different ones, and caused them, the people, to understand the reading. So we need great understanding in this hour. Praise God. And God's given it to us. And then verse 9, there was weeping. The people again began to weep as they heard the word of God. Does the word of God prick our hearts? Does it cause us to weep at times? Does it cause us to be reproved or to be convicted? Well, it should. Praise the Lord. Then verse 10, they were told to send portions to those that had nothing. How many believe that we need to send this word everywhere we can? Amen? Praise the Lord. In tape and video and any way that we can. And then in verse 12, there was great mirth, joy, and great gladness in verse 12. Let's read it. It says here, and all the people went their way to eat and drink and to send portions and to make great mirth because they had understood the words that were declared unto them. And then over in verses 17, verse 17, the last part, and there was very great gladness And then verse 18, look at the obedience. Also, day by day, from the first day to the last day, he read in the book of the law of God, and they kept the feast 7 days. And on the eighth day was a solemn assembly according unto the manner. Praise God. So a lot of things happened here as they stood and heard the word of God. And then in verse 15, you'll notice here that they would take these various branches and make those booths that they stayed in for 7 days. Notice you have the olive branch, the pine branch, the myrtle branch, and palm branch, and branches of thick trees, and then they made the booths. And then there was other scriptures where they had other different type trees that they also used. The olive is the anointing. The pine is a good fragrance, has a good smell. The myrtle tree branches speaks of joy and gladness. The palm tree is victory. You read Revelation 7, that great multitude who came out of great tribulation had palm branches. Remember that? Palms in their hands, rather. And then the willow speaks of weeping. And then there were trees, citrus trees like orange and lemon and grapes and pomegranates. And they decorated those booths with all of those various things. Praise God. It was a beautiful sight in the sight of the Lord. Now, this feast was a feast of unity. It was a feast of joy, a feast of ingathering, a feast of glory, a feast where the word was put back in its place, a feast of rejoicing, a feast of his appearing. How many believe he's going to appear again? Amen. The second time without sin unto full salvation. Isn't that right? And it was a feast of rest. Praise God. A feast of great, great, great rest. Now go to Matthew 17. I want to touch on something here a little bit. Let's go to Matthew 17. It was a feast of glory. In Matthew 17, we'll start with verse 28 before we get to 17. 16:28 of Matthew. And Jesus said, "Verily I say unto you, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming." Where's he coming? In his kingdom. How many know the kingdom today is in you? How many know he's coming in us today? Before it comes in the air. Amen? Yet he said there would be some standing there that would not die until that happened. How many know he came at Pentecost? In the upper room there. Amen? And then verse 1, after 6 days. What comes after six? Seventh day principle. Jesus took the remnant, Peter, James, and John, and brought them up into this high mountain apart, and he was transfigured or transformed or changed before them, and his face did shine as the sun. Notice that. As the sun. And his raiment was white as the light. Hallelujah. Do you know that the sons of God is going to have that experience with the sun? How many know the S-O-N is the S-U-N? Now look, turn to chapter 13 of Matthew and look with me, please, in verse 41. And Jesus said in chapter 13, 41, "The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, his messengers. They shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous do what?" Come on, what are they going to do? Shine forth as what? As the sun in the kingdom of their Father. How many want to shine tonight like the sun? The sun's got to come in us, amen, to cause us to shine. And we got to be open to him, amen? Praise God. So back in 17, we see of chapter of Matthew that Jesus was transfigured here before the apostles. There was so much glory in Jesus, it came out on the outside. There was an explosion from within to without. Amen? It came on the outside. It was visible. They saw this glory. Now look in Isaiah 60. Yes, that's it. Isaiah 60. Verse 1, "Arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is" what? Come on, help me now. Risen where? Upon you. Now, he's in us, isn't he? But yet he's going to rise upon us. "And behold, the darkness shall cover the earth." Are we there? "And gross darkness the people." But, hallelujah, take heart. Amen? The Lord shall rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. How many see that? Amen. Amen. Now let's go to Revelation. I can read the rest of it, but let's go. Let's go to Revelation 21. You know, brethren, I want to experience more of this glory, don't you? This Feast of Tabernacles. Chapter 21, verse 9. And there came unto me one of the seven angels. Now, I spoke on this last time I was here. You need to get that tape on the holy city that I shared. There came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials. This angel is a redeemed angel right here. He's in the heavenlies. It's not an angel that flaps his wings. This is a redeemed person that had passed on in the heavenlies, evidently. But he had some things here to give and to share. But this angel came with the seven vials full of the seven last plagues and talked with me, saying, come hither or come closer. I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away. Anybody want to get carried away tonight? In the Holy Ghost. He carried me away where, brethren? In the Spirit to a great and high mountain. He showed me the great city, the Holy Jerusalem. This is the bride, the church of Jesus Christ, descending out of heaven from God. And notice, having. That word having means echoing. Echoing what? What's this bride echoing? Come on, help me. The glory of God. Hallelujah. And her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. How many believe that stone is very precious tonight? Amen. That's the stone the builders rejected. Amen. That's the stumbling stone that many have stumbled over. Amen. And he's like a jasper stone. Look back in chapter 4 of Revelation. Hallelujah. I touched on these stones in that last teaching I did here. All those stones. There's 12 stones. You'll read in Ezekiel 28. How many know Satan only had 9 stones? There's 3 more he didn't have. Hallelujah. And I went into that. Okay. Chapter 4. Verse 1. After this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven. And the first voice that I heard was as of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I'm going to show you things that must be hereafter, John. And immediately I was in the Spirit. Now, he wasn't raptured in the physical, was he? But in the Spirit, he was there. He said, immediately I was in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Where was his body? Right there on the Isle of Patmos. And behold, a throne was set in heaven, one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a what? What would he look like? Jasper stone. Sardine stone. There was a rainbow around about the throne in the sight like an emerald. The jasper stone was the last in the breastplate in the Old Testament, and it's mentioned first in the foundation in the New Testament. How many know he's the first and the last? I said he's the first and the last. Hallelujah. Let's go back to 21 now of Revelation. And what did it say? Have in verse 11, having the glory of God. Not talking about it, not wishing, but having, possessing the glory of God, and her light was like unto that stone most precious, even the jasper stone, clear. Notice, clear as what? Crystal. Now, look down to verse 18. He saw the building of the wall of the city. It was jasper. Amen. The city was pure gold. The city, the bride had come into his divine nature. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Like unto what? Clear glass. Then look in verse 21. The 12 gates. 12 is the number of government. Were 12 pearls. How many know pearls are made by suffering? Irritation. Amen? How many has been through some irritation, agitation, irrigation, whatever? The 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl. And the street, notice, not streets, but street, singular, of the city was pure gold, walking in that divine nature of Christ. Amen? As it were what? Transparent glass. Praise God. Now, how did all that take place? The clear glass, the clearest crystal, the transparent glass. Look in 22:1. Here's how. Here's how it happens in us. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of who, brethren?
The Lamb.
The Lamb. Amen? And then he saw the tree of life. Oh, there's so much you can get into there. I mean, thank God for the river tonight. That's in us. Amen. And out of our belly shall flow, come on, rivers of
water.
living water. And how many know we're all rivers are flowing out of us, but it's still one stream, one river, isn't it? From the throne. Isn't that right? Thank you, Jesus. How many believe that tonight? Now let's go over to Luke 9. Luke chapter 9 and verse 28. Luke 9, 28. Now we saw in Matthew 17 that it said after 6 days. Here in Luke 9, 28, it came to pass about 8 days after these things. Well, what's about eight? Seven. After six is seven, about eight, seven. Again, it's the seventh day principle. And how many know Jesus was changed here in this same chapter? Isn't that right? Luke 9, okay, verse 28. Did I read that? All right, verse 29, he goes up to pray on the mountain. They're here, and notice what happens. He prayed, and the fashion of his countenance was altered. His raiment was white and glistering. How was Jesus changed in verse 29? How was he changed? As he prayed. How are we going to be changed? As we pray. And then, of course, Elijah and Moses appeared to him. They're in glory. And then there was a guy named Peter who said, let's make three tabernacles. Why did he say tabernacles? Because that was probably the feast they were in at that time. Amen? But how many know that the cloud appeared, the glory appeared, and he said, this is my beloved Son, hear ye him. Amen? And so Jesus was changed as he prayed. And as we pray, we're going to be changed. Now let's go to 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 16. The Bible said in verse 16, 2 Peter chapter 1, and verse 16. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the power, notice the power, and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, for we're eyewitnesses of his majesty. Where was that at? On the Mount of Transfiguration as well. For he received from God the Father, notice, honor and glory. Now, when did he receive honor and glory? On the mount, because he says this, when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, which said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And the voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him where? Come on. In the holy mount. You know why it was holy? Because Jesus was there and the power of God was there. Amen? Praise God. How many believe that? Next verse. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, he says. Okay? Whereunto you do well that you take heed as unto a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star or the morning star arise. Where's he going to rise, brethren? Come on, help me. Into our hearts, praise God. And I've said this many times here, but I want to say it again. You know, you got shooting stars, you got the superstars, you got the falling stars, you got the wandering stars, you got the natural stars, you got the Hollywood stars, but we need the morning star. His name's Jesus. Amen. Yeah, twinkle, twinkle, little star. Amen. Now, let's go to 2 Chronicles chapter 7. 2 Chronicles in the Old Testament now. Praise God. Y'all, let's start with 5. I think we'll start with 5. Chapter 5, we're dealing with the feast, the seventh, the last feast. How many of the three parts in this last feast? It was the blowing of trumpets on day one of the seventh month. 10 days later was the Day of Atonement. And on the 15th, the number for rest was tabernacles. And so here in chapter 2 Chronicles 5, look in verse 12, the latter part, they're in white raiment, picture of the overcomer. And they're at the altar, and there's 120 priests blowing the trumpets. How many like trumpets? I love them. Hallelujah. And verse 13, there was one sound. They were praising God. And the latter part of verse 13 is when they began to praise the Lord and to say his mercy endures forever, that the house was filled with the cloud, the house of the Lord. And then verse 14, the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had did something. Anybody want to be in a meeting where you're on your face and the cloud of glory has come in and filled the place and filled us, amen, where nobody's doing anything except God? Amen. Then look in chapter 7. How many believe it's coming? 7th chapter, verse 1. Now when Solomon made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven consume the burnt offering, the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord again. He said, fill the house. Hallelujah. He filled the house. Hold your place and go to Ezekiel. We'll go all over the Bible tonight. Praise God. Ezekiel 43. How many want the glory of God in your life? Ezekiel 43. Look in verse 1. After it, he brought me to the gate, even the gate that looks towards the east. How many know the east is where the sun comes up? Judah was camped on the east of the tabernacle. Isn't that right? All right. Now notice. And behold, the glory of the God of Israel came from the way of the east. How many know he came from the east? And his voice was like, come on, a noise of... How many know that was prophetic? Revelation 14 and Ezekiel and other scriptures. His voice was like the sound of many waters. Isn't that right? I'm sorry? Amen. His voice is like a noise of many waters. And notice the earth shined with his
glory.
How many want your earth to shine tonight? From within to without. It was on Jesus. Isaiah 60 said it'll be on us. We read. Now look at verse 4. Look at verse 4 now. And the glory of the Lord came into the house. How many know we're the house today?
Yes.
Hallelujah. He came into the house. Now, verse 5. So the Spirit took me up, brought me to the inner court, and behold, the glory of the Lord did something. It filled the house. That was Pentecost. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
And then he said in verse 6, I heard him speaking unto me out of the house. How many want God to talk to you?
Amen.
Not only, brethren, the glory to come in our house and fill our house, but he wants to speak to us. And what's he going to tell us? From verse 7 on down, you'll see he talks about defilement, he talks about whoredoms and kings and all those things. God wants to set us free. He comes in to kick out the enemy. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
How many know we believe in deliverance in this place? Amen. We need deliverance from defilement, from kings. We got kings in us that we don't know is in there. Amen? All kind of things. Amen. Spiritual whoredoms and all type of things from the past. Verse 10, and thou, son of man, show the house to the house. And the first house was Jesus. How many know we need to see the real house tonight?
Yes.
Show the pattern. Show the house to the house. Somebody here in your ankle, I want to pray, your left ankle in that area, maybe you're having a little problem. I want you to stand to your feet. Anybody in that area, stand to your feet. Right there, brother. Father, right now, just speak to that ankle in Jesus' name. I rebuke that condition in his body, and our brother back here, Bruce, Lord, I ask you to heal him and deliver him right now. I speak it in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's give him praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, he said here, show the house to the house. Is there anybody else got that problem in your ankle? Stand right up. Stand right up. We're still in you, brother. Barney, reach your hands down there and pray for him. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke that condition in his body. Command it to go. Leave him now. Come out of that ankle. Come out of that bone area right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And when it lingers, I know there's somebody else. So it's subsiding now. Praise the Lord. Okay, verse 10. Show the house to the house that they may be ashamed of their iniquities and let them measure the pattern. Who's the pattern tonight? He is our pattern, brother. So show the house to the house. We've got to see the house, the first house, Jesus. Amen. And then verse 11, when we see him, how many know we'll truly be ashamed of our iniquities? Isn't that right? A lot of people say they've seen Jesus, but I want to tell you something. I don't believe some of them. When you see Jesus, brother, you're never the same. How many know you will repent in dust and ashes? Isn't that right? You will not be the same. I will not be the same. If they be ashamed, notice, of all that they have done, show them the form of the house. That word form means a rock. A pressed rock, it means, or like out of a boulder. How many know that he's the rock tonight? Hallelujah. And then it says, notice, the fashion thereof and so forth. Then look in verse 12. This is the law of the house upon the top of the mountain. The whole limit thereof round about shall be most holy. Behold, this is the law of the house. So I'm telling you, the glory of God came. Amen. It came into the house. It filled the house. It spoke out of the house. And we're to see that house, that first house. Amen. And then we'll see the form of the house. And the law of God said it is most holy. Hallelujah. And if we're going to enter into the glory of God, how many know that we've got to move into some holy places in God, and that's in Christ. Isn't that right? And the Holy One's got to deliver us and set us free. Back in Chronicles. So as Solomon prayed, 2 Chronicles 7, as he prayed, the glory of the Lord, what did it do? Fill the house. Hallelujah. And the priest could not enter the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. Verse 3, when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down. Notice, when the glory came, the fire came. And the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves. Hallelujah. They bowed themselves with their faces on the ground. You don't have to push them down. How many know they'll be down there? Upon the pavement. And notice, they worshipped and praised the Lord God, saying, He's good, His mercy endureth forever. Now look at verse 8. What time was it? Look here in verse 8. Also at the same time, Solomon kept what? The feast, how many days? 7 days. And all Israel with him. A very great congregation from the entering and in Hamath unto the river of Egypt. Praise God. The Feast of Tabernacles. The glory of God fell and filled the house. Hallelujah. I'm looking and desiring that to happen, aren't you? In my life and in the church. Somebody say amen. Amen. Let's go to Haggai again. We were there the other night. I want to go back there to Haggai. Chapter 2, it's right after Zephaniah. Real easy book to find. Right before Zechariah. Haggai chapter 2, verse 1. And this is also mentioned, a scripture like this, in John 7. But here in Haggai 2, 1, in the seventh month, the Feast of Tabernacles, in the 21st day, that's the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles, of the month, came the word of the Lord by the prophet Haggai, saying. So here was a word of the Lord coming during the Feast of Tabernacles. I believe we've heard the word of the Lord in this time this week. How many has heard the word of the Lord to you? Amen. All right, then we see in verse 6, God's going to shake the nations, heavens, the earth, the sea, and the dry land. Verse 7, He said, I'm going to shake all nations. How many believe our nation is really being shaken? And the desire of all nations shall come. I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord. Notice, in the midst of the shaking, God's filling the house with His glory. In the midst of shaking, there's hope. Look up, brethren. The glory of God's coming in the midst of all the shaking. Amen? Verse 8, the silver is mine, the gold is mine, saith the Lord. Verse 9, the glory of this latter house, not the latter house, but the glory of the latter house, shall be greater than all the former, saith the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. So in this seventh month of Tabernacles, the house is going to be filled with the glory of God. Amen. The glory of the latter house is going to be greater than the former. And God said, in this place I'm going to give peace, and I'm going to shake the heavens, I'm going to shake the earth, I'm going to shake the dry land. The gold and silver is mine. How many know God's taking care of us? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many believe that?
Yeah.
I believe it. Now in John 17, thank you, Jesus. He's shaking us, isn't He? That's right. He's shaking everything. John 17, 5. And now, O Father, glorify Thou me with Thine own self, with the glory which I had with Thee. Notice, before what? Before He ever said, let there be light, He was there, wasn't He? Before the worlds were framed by the Word of God, He was there. Can you say amen? And He said, Father, that glory that I had back there before the world was in eternity. He said, Father, in that verse there, praise God. He said, glorify Thou me with that same glory. Then look down to verse 21. Praying for you and I, as well as all of His people throughout the ages, as well as the disciples, that they all may be one, as Thou, Father, art in me, and I in Thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that Thou hast sent me, and the glory which Thou gavest me, I have done something. Hallelujah. I've given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. You cannot be made one without the glory of God. Amen. Neither can I. Can you say amen? Why did He do that? Because He loved us. Amen? Jesus prayed that prayer. How many believe it's going? It is coming to pass. It is coming to pass. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now let's go to Revelation 12 again. Praise God. Want another scripture there? Revelation 12. We touched it just a little bit the other night. How many has never studied Revelation 12? It's a key chapter, isn't it? One of the key chapters. Chapter 12. But here's a fulfillment of Haggai, I believe, that we're coming into in the church of Jesus Christ. And there appeared a great sign, wonder, or miracle in the heaven. And of course, we're seated in Christ in heavenly places, aren't we? A woman, this woman is the bride, not just any woman, the bride of Christ. And this is not just something we're out there. How many believe it's happening right now? You believe that? Okay, a woman clothed with the sun. This is her covering, the glory of Christ. This is righteousness. She's married to the King of Light. Hallelujah. And the moon, which I told you the other night, I believe speaks of the old order. It speaks of death. It speaks of a lot of things. Was under her feet. She'd come out of that moon church. How many know in the Old Testament Joseph had a dream? He saw the sun, the moon, and the stars. You remember that? The sun represented Jacob. The moon represented the mother, the female. And the 11 stars represented the offspring or the sons. Amen? But here in Revelation, praise God, this woman represents the bride of Christ. And the moon is the old order. It speaks of death, the law, things that we've come out of. And then it said, upon her head, she's a queen, brethren. It speaks of victory. It speaks of her being a queen here. But she has a crown of how many stars? 12. 12 apostles of the Lamb. Apostolic authority in this woman. And she, being with child, cried and travailing and so forth. And so we know in the natural, the moon has no light of itself. Is that right? But she had been overshadowed by the husband, by the Son of Righteousness. And this woman is pregnant. Hallelujah. And she's going to bring forth what? A man child. Isn't that right? Amen. No longer a church system. Amen. No longer soulishness, but a true bride of Christ. Amen. I mean, oh, the sun, again, the moon, rather, it represents a church that takes its light from the sun and reflects it. Moon under the feet, though, suggests that the order of reflecting light is an imitator of the true and will pass away in this new relationship with the bride in Christ Jesus. How many thank God you've come out of some things? You don't want to go back to it. Amen? Praise God. And so she, the woman, the church, will be in a position above that of reflecting light as she shall be clothed with the sun. Hallelujah. Amen. How many's ever heard the old song, By the Light of the Silvery Moon? You ever heard that one? Are you are my sunshine? Hallelujah. How many know somewhere the sun's shining in the world? Isn't that right? Amen. So this woman is clothed. She's crowned. She's covered. She is that queen. She's a beauty queen. And the crown's on her head. There's victory. There's royalty. There's authority. She is the bride of Christ. Praise God. I can say a whole lot more about that. I got so much here I've written down that I won't get in. I've taught that here many times, so I won't get it tonight. But I tell you, that's a fulfillment of Haggai. God has a bride. Now, let's go to Peter. Let's go to Peter. 1 Peter 5 and verse 10. And I'm going to give you 7 things here in a minute if you want to write them down. They will help you. 1 Peter 5 and verse 10. And it says in chapter 5, verse 10, let's all read it if you have your Bible, brethren, in verse 10, but the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, and strengthen, and settle you. Amen. Notice, the God of all grace. How many thank God for his grace tonight? The God of all grace. Who is Peter speaking of? He's talking about here. The God of all grace. And you know what what God has done? He has called us, the church, hadn't he? How many believe we're called tonight? Amen? How has God called us? By what means? By Jesus Christ. Amen? And where are we called to? Unto his eternal glory. Somebody said, what are you called to? Unto glory. Amen? Eternal glory. Which means timeless, limitless, eternal glory. Hallelujah. When will all this happen? After that you and I have suffered a while. Amen? Thank God when the a while is over. Hallelujah. How long have you been suffering? Well, a while. Amen? What is the outcome of this suffering? Make you perfect. Amen? Establish you, strengthen you, and settle you. Now, when he said make you perfect, how many believe he's bringing us to sonship? Full sonship. Isn't that right? Amen. Now, what are the results? To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Somebody said amen. Amen. All right. Now, let's go over to another scripture here. Turn to Acts. How many believe that he has a glorious gospel? He has the glorious church. He has he has glorious power. He has and how many know that his appearing is going to be glorious? Amen. Acts 7. Anybody there? Well, hang on. Acts chapter 7. And look in verse 2, I think it is. I believe I'm right. Acts 7, 2. And he said, men and brethren and fathers, hearken, the God of glory. Let's say that. The God of glory hath what? Appeared to our father Abraham. We need to confess that he's the God, our God, amen, of glory. Then look in 1 Corinthians 2. 1 Corinthians 2. A couple more scriptures here on this. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And look in verse 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 8. It says, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified, notice, the Lord of glory. Hallelujah. Let's say it. The Lord of glory. All right. Turn to Ephesians 1:17. Ephesians 1:17. And it says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. So let's say it. The Father of glory. Now turn to 1 Peter 4. 1 Peter 4. Thank you, Lord. Peter knew a lot about this glory. You know why? Because he talked about the suffering with it. Didn't he? 4:14. Listen to what Peter said. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. For the Spirit of glory. Notice, the Spirit of glory. So let's say it. The Spirit of glory. And of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. Amen. Now, in closing, go to 2 Corinthians 3. And I want to tell you seven things here about this glory. If you want to write them down, you can. 2 Corinthians 3. We'll be in chapter 3 and chapter 4, just a few verses. The medium, M-I-D-I-U-M, the medium of this glory is the Holy Ghost. How many believe he's bringing the glory and changing us? Look in verse 17, chapter 3, verse 17 and 18. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory, of the Lord, and are changed into the same image. How are we changed, brethren? Come on, help me. From glory to glory. Even as by what? The Spirit. Now, what area is being changed in verse 17 and 18 there? It's our soul. How many know we have been changed in our inner man? Now God's working on the mind, will, emotions, and our desire. Amen? And so he said, from glory to glory, from strength to strength, from faith to faith. And yet the Old Testament said there's people going from evil to evil. And amen. We don't want that crowd, do we? Change into his same image from glory to glory. It's progressive, isn't it? Now, the second thing is this. The instrument of the glory, the instrument of the glory is the Word of God. Now look in 2 Corinthians 4:4. 2 Corinthians 4:4. And notice this verse, in whom the God of this world, this age, hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light, here it is now, of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Now, did you notice back in chapter 3, in verse 18, we're changed into that image by His glory, and yet in verse 4, we're changed into that image by the glorious gospel. Amen? How many know the glorious gospel of Christ is the image of God, and it's shining unto us? Isn't that right? Hallelujah. Praise God. Fear the Lord. So the instrument of the glory is the Word of God coming alive by the Holy Spirit and producing that glory in you and me, bringing us into that very image. Let me tell you how God's doing it, by the Word and the Spirit. Three times the Lord has dealt with me lately on the Word and the Spirit. I just touched on it the other night. But God has spoken to me. He's waking me up and showed me, gave me many scriptures on it. And I can show you. Look in Acts 1 just a minute. Look in Acts 1. Acts chapter 1. And look in verse 1. And in verse 1 of Acts 1, the former treatise, have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and what else? Notice, the doing was the works He did. How many know He raised the dead? Come on. Healed the sick. Cleansed the lepers. Amen. Cast out devils. How did He do it? By the power of the Holy Ghost. Isn't that right? If I cast out demons by the Spirit of God or the finger of God, the kingdom has come to you. And so this doing was His works. And then He also taught and He preached. Amen? So there you have the Spirit. You have the Word. And God just began to open the Bible up to me in Jesus' life first. And then the apostles began to follow. And now today, how many know we've got to also have that glorious gospel? We've got to have the anointing with this Word. Isn't that right? To be effective. Praise God. All right, now, let's go back. The third point that I want to give out to you here on this glory. The third thing is, the sum, S-U-M, the sum of the glory, the sum of the glory is Christ. 2 Corinthians 14. Notice again, 2 Corinthians 3:14. It said, but their minds were blinded, but until this day remains the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away where? In Christ. So the sum of the glory is Christ, the Anointed One. Hallelujah. Amen. The letter kills. But the Spirit, come on, does what, brethren? Gives life. How many thank God for life tonight? All right, number four. Number four, the Son of Glory. The Son of Glory is Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 4:6. The Son of Glory is Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 4:6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined where? In our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God, where? In the face of Jesus Christ. How many know that speaks of communion? Isn't that right? Look in hold your place. Look in Revelation 22. You don't see that word face again? We're talking about the mark earlier. Look in 3 and 4, Revelation 22. And there shall be no more curse. The throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it. His servants shall serve Him. And they shall see His face. How many see that? And His name or His nature shall be in their foreheads. They're marked by God. We don't have to fear the mark of the beast. As Glenn said, if we have the mark of God. Amen? Hallelujah. Second Corinthians, that was Revelation. That was Revelation 22, 3 and 4. So the Son of Glory is Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 4:6. Number 5, I got three more points. The place of the glory is in the heart of the believer. The place of the glory is in the heart of the believer. Look in 2 Corinthians 4:6. There again it says, what does it say? God commanded the light to shine out of what? Darkness has shined into our hearts. Amen. Then look in verse 15 and 16 of chapter 3. 15 and 16 of chapter 3 there. It says, but even unto this day when Moses read, the veil is upon their heart, nevertheless when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. When the heart is turned back to God. So the heart must be affected. Amen. Praise God. Then number six. The effect of this glory In the heart, it, of course, is transfiguration and transfiguration. I should say it this way. The effect of the glory in the heart is transformation and transfiguration, or being changed. Look at verse 18 of chapter 3. What did he say there? He said we're being changed into the same image, right? From glory to glory. So there's an effect of this glory. It changes, it transforms, it transfigures us. Again, which is progressive. Praise the Lord. And that word there, if you'll notice, brethren, in one of those scriptures, let's see here, in verse 18, 2 Corinthians 3:18, beholding, how many see that word beholding? Beholding what? As in a glass, the glory of the Lord. That word beholding means reflecting or a fixed gaze. How many know we need to have a fixed gaze on Him tonight? And we can only do it by the Holy Spirit, can't we? Number 7, here's the last point I want to bring out. The power of the glory is liberty or freedom. Amen? Hallelujah. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, or the Spirit is Lord, there is liberty. Somebody say amen. If we don't have liberty, how many know we can pray it down? Amen? And our Christian life should be glorious, and we should be glorious Christians. Brethren, we're in that feast, even in the natural, this week. But how many know God's wanting to come to us with His glory? Amen? So the feast of glory is part of the tabernacles, and that's what I felt to share tonight. And I pray for that glory in your life and my life. Amen. Let's stand. May the Lord bless you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Let's cry out. Amen to the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we cry out for that glory. We cry out for the glory of God. Father God, we bless You and honor You, Lord. Thank You. Lord, You're no respecter of persons as You did it of old, Father. You shall do it again, Lord. We believe, Father. We've only tasted, Lord God. We've only tasted, Father, some of that glory. We want to see Your glory, Father. We want to behold Your glory in this hour, Father God. Oh, Father God, fill the house, Lord. Speak to the house. Show the house to the house, Lord. Oh, God, come in us, Lord. And fill us, we pray, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bless You, Lord. We honor Your precious name tonight, Lord. Thank You so much, God. Thank You so much, Lord.
Lord, it has been indeed good for the brethren together.
Amen.
And Lord, as we prayed in the beginning, that we won't leave the way we came. We will be changed, and those of which we will contact in the days to come will know that indeed we've been in the presence of the Lord, and they will want to receive what You have received. And let us glorify the Lord Jesus Christ in all that we do. In His name we pray, knowing that it will come to pass. In His name, amen.
This portion of the tape is the presentation of the men before the Lord, which actually took place before Tommy spoke.
Well, it says that three times in the year all the men, all your men child shall appear before the Lord. And where's the little one, Richard? Well, go get him. He's got to come. Is he in the nursery? Oh, all right. We'll let you stand in for him then, with you and for him. Okay. So, and it says that you're to come, you're not to come empty-handed, you're to bring an offering. So this evening, we'll let you bring an offering and stand up here, and then we're going to pray. And I'm going to ask the Doc and Speed, both members of Lake Hound, board members of Lake Hound Bible Camp, and Tommy, to come up here and stand, and then to pray for all of you and for whatever, you want prayer, so I'll ask that to be included in the prayer here. And we're going to pray a blessing and the anointing of the Lord upon you as you go back to your families and back to your local churches and back to your congregations or your prayer groups. Yes, brother? Bill, you go, help me here, all of you, all you fellows over here. Help me. I can't just run all this by myself, you know. I'm not that smart to do it all. But the Lord helping us. What are you going to sing? Okay. All right. Well, let's stand, fellas, and come and bring, and this will be used for the expenses of the ministry here this weekend, for that. And stay up here. Don't leave. Just line up here. And, praise you, Jesus. We come this evening to appear before the Lord. Stand and declare that Jesus is Lord. Amen. 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 And it says that when you come up to the house of the Lord, lady, you're not a man, but we'll accept your offering. When you come to appear before the Lord, that the angel of the Lord will watch over your household. And so we decree that the Lord is taking care of your household, your finances, and your business, and whatever that you've left at home behind. He's wanting to know if I had something to take a picture. No, I don't have. It would have been nice if we'd had, but I can't think of everything. Huh? Just, amen. Well, I'm going to ask, since Tommy's going to minister here this evening, I'm going to ask him to pray, and then I'm going to ask Bill and Speed and Tommy and me, all of us, we'll come along and pray for each one of you also.
Praise God. Father God, we thank you for this meeting this week, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the men that were faithful to obey you and come, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you do take care of them. We thank you, Lord, that at this feast time, Father God, we're grateful for your mercy and your grace. Father, we pray, Father, for each individual here tonight and their homes, their families, their children, Father. We pray your blessing be upon them, your mercy and grace be over them, Lord God. We ask you to bless them as they brought their offerings, Father. We ask you to bless them, encourage them. Father God, and those that have doubts tonight in their mind concerning some of the things they've heard, we pray that you'll clear up their hearts and minds, Father. We pray for the wisdom of the Lord to be given to them, Lord, even as they leave this place. And Father, again, we thank you for these priests of the homes, Father. And we ask, Father, that you would strengthen them, that you would continue to support as they leave here, that the revelation they've heard, Lord, will continue, that it will grow and develop, Lord God, even into a greater dimension. We bless them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And everybody said amen.
Amen. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, you say in your word, Lord, that when the men come forth, they leave their homes and their possessions to come on the feast day to worship you, Lord, that no man would covet their belongings, that the angel of the Lord would watch over them. And so, Lord, I declare that no man standing in this room shall lose any material possession, Lord God, because he came to worship you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray it and I declare it to be so according to your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Now, Lord, I just release the spirit of wisdom, Lord God. Spirit of wisdom and knowledge, that the eyes of the understanding will be opened, Lord God, and they will behold you in your glory, Lord God, that you will touch them in the inner man, Lord God, that you will fill them with your spirit, Lord, and that their understanding will be opened, Lord God, that they can behold you, Lord God, and move forward in your spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that they can discern between the bitter and the sweet, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, between the light and the dark, Lord God. And they can move forward in your spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
We thank you, Lord, for this time together. And as we return to our homes, let it be known that we have had a double portion of blessing, and that all that we meet will know that we have been with the Lord. And other lives will be touched by our lives. And it will trickle down to all of our connections with this double blessing that has been ours. Go forth and take the good news to the ends of the earth in Jesus' name. Great preacher, God bless you.
Holy Ghost to minister to him in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. We bless our brother, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's Brother Barnwell.
Yes.
His family. Bless him, Lord. Bless us. His children, his family, his wife, and his daughters. In Jesus' name. Oh, yeah. Bless Bill. Lord. Thank you, Lord. We pray for the Lord. Get home from him. As we bless him, Lord, Bill, Father God. Thank you, Lord. That's her brother. Pray for him. Pray your blessings upon him, Lord. Your mercy, Lord. Your grace, Lord. Hallelujah. That's her brother here, Lord God. Thank you for bringing him, Lord. Thank you for that, that blessing you put in him, Lord. It will continue, Lord, as he leads him, Jesus. Lord, continue to minister to Paul there in Oregon, Father. God, his family, Lord, I thank you for him. I thank you for his strength. Lord, I thank you for new revelation, truth, that being imparted to him to take back to him, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Amen. Amen. Touch Reggie, Lord. I pray for Reggie, Lord, and me and his children, Father. God, we just thank you for our brother, Lord. We thank you for his steadfastness. And, Lord God, the truth you're giving him now, Father, in this meeting, in Jesus' name. That's our brother here today, Lord. Thank you for the deliverance you're receiving. Thank you, Lord, for that. As the word you've given him, Lord. Bless our brother, Lord. Pray for encouragement. Touch him, Lord. Encourage him tonight, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. For our brother. Lord, that he'll understand the grace he's received, Father. He has an open heart, a teachable spirit, open minded. Lord, bless our brother. Bless him in Jesus' name.
Make it real,
Jesus.
Revelation. Understanding your word.
Revelation.
Bless the Holy Ghost.
Thank you. Bless David, Lord. He takes his new venture in life, Father God. We just pray for him as caring, Father. We pray for the direction, guidance of the Holy Ghost, Lord. Give him the song of the Lord, Father God. Bless him. Bless David, Father. That's our brother, Lord. We pray for him, God. We ask, Father, to administer your love and joy and peace to him, Lord. Lord, you give him ears to hear the truth, Lord, and to be changed by the Holy Ghost. That's your brother, Lord. Father, for his dedication. We thank you, Father, for meeting his needs, Lord. Amen. Thank you for cutting those things away, Lord, of the flesh, and just filling him up with the things of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Touch our precious brother here tonight, Lord. Thank you for the belt of truth you're putting in him, Lord. Lord, the revelation, Father, God of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Open heart to receive the great things of God. Thank you for filling him up, Lord. That's Bruce, Lord. Thank you for our brother, Lord. We thank you for his dedication, his obedience to you, Lord God. Just continue to minister to Bruce, Lord. Make him a blessing wherever he goes. Use him, Father, mightily. On him, Father, spiritually. Father, thank you for this prophetic words in our brother. We thank you. We've been blessed by him, Lord. We thank you for the word of the Lord you put in him, Lord. Bless his heart, bless his family, bless his life. Encourage him, strengthen him, Lord God, this night. In Jesus' name. Bless your brother here, Lord God. Be with him, Father. We pray, Father, for his health and strength, Father. That you would minister to him, strength to him, minister to him, Father God. In the name of Jesus, to his mind and to his spirit, Lord. Amen. God, touch Stephen, Father. We just pray for our brother, Lord, as he goes back home tomorrow. You bless him, encourage him. God, I pray, help him to reach out to the community and others, Lord. Give him favor, Lord. Give him favor, Lord. Bless you. That's our brother, Lord God, from Carolina. We pray for him, Father. We bless him, Lord. We think your blessing is over and upon him. Father, we thank you that you'll bless him, not only inwardly, but even outwardly, Lord God. Meet his needs. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, for our brother here, Lord. We thank you for his obedience and dedication, Father, in the work of the Lord. Father, continue to pour into him the ministry you've given him, Lord God. Let it increase. Let it increase and increase and increase, Lord. Amen. Amen. There's a brother here from California, Lord. We pray. God, we thank you for sending him to this meeting. We thank you, Lord, for his encouragement, strength, oh God, that he's received as well as we have received from his brother in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, and the others, Father. We give you thanks, Lord. We pray, Father, against his attack against his mind, against his thoughts, against him, Lord, in the area of his body. We bind that spirit now. Lucy, Father, we ask, Father, for strength in his heart, in his whole body, Father, every organ. I command the organs to function. conscience normally and well, and his help needed to be given to my brother Jesus. Praise God. Thank you for Frank, Lord. I just bless him, Lord. I thank you for the word of the Lord you put in his heart this morning and tonight, Father God. I thank you. I bless my brother. I thank you for the encouragement, Lord, he brought to us by the Holy Ghost, Lord. I ask you to bless him. Speak to him. Show him, Father, that which he wants. He needs it in his own heart and life, Father. Encourage him, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, touch our brother and his family, Lord. His baby, Lord. Lord, he stands in his baby stead as well as a priest and family. Bless Richard. Encourage him. Strengthen him, Lord. Meet his needs, Father God.
Amen.
Encourage our brother. Jesus Christ. Bless him, Lord.
Amen. Double portion. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for our brother, Lord. We pray for him, Lord. We just thank you, Father, you're putting the truth in our brother, Lord. The truth, Lord, that sets him free. The truth, Lord, that he's heard this week. Lord, let it abound. Let it increase, Father God. Let him reach out to others with that great truth you've given us. Our brother here, Father, we thank you for him and his wife, and the faithfulness, Lord, and the love they have for you and for your body. Bless our brother, Lord. Oh, yes, bless him, Lord. God, bless him. Encourage him, Lord. Woo, in the name of Jesus. Man, I felt the let go right there. That's power. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, touch Brother Greg. We thank you, Lord, for his obedience coming to the camp. Thank you for helping the camp. Lord, he did it out of his heart. Well, out of obedience unto you, Lord. We thank you for him and Gene and his family, Lord. I bless him, Greg, Lord. I bless his family. I bless, Lord, him in the...
to the King of Kings tonight. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, oh Jesus, there's just something about your name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the poison after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. King and kingdom will all pass away, but there's something about your name. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, name. Name above all names, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, hallelujah, King and dominion shall all pass away, but there's something about your name.
Hallelujah.
now that they might stand before me, that they might stand tall before me. For yea, I am the Lord God of the universe, and you are my chosen one. You are my chosen and my elect, and I have caused you to stand here before me this day. Yea, when you go back, know that you have stood before me, and I have touched you, and I have filled you, and I have given you knowledge and wisdom, and I have sent you forth to proclaim my name. Yea, know that I am with you, saith the Lord. Yes, know that I am with you, and I will empower you. And yea, you shall see many miracles come forth, and you shall see much fruit, saith the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
But rejoice not too suddenly, my sons, for this unveiling will not come easily. It will come with a price. It will come with a price that you've never paid before in your life. You will be baptized with a baptism you've never been baptized with before, saith the Lord. For you're my sons, and you're my men. You're my servants. You're to make up my army. The army of this last hour that will go to with a sword in your hand that will never again be put back into its sheath. But it will be out from the morning unto the night, and you will stand as my servants before all, not to serve men, but to serve me, saith God, to serve me with all your heart and all your might and all your strength. It will cost you meals, many meals. You will come into the secret place with me, saith God, and you will come fasting. And you will come seeking me with all of your heart. If not, I will reject you, saith God. For I will only receive those who receives my Son in his fullness and stand with him with all of their might, mind, and strength and love him above all, saith God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
We are standing on
time, but more stressful. One more time.
We are standing on holy ground. Hold on one more time. Then I know that there are angels all around. Thank you.
Come this evening and appeared before you. We've brought, as you said, not to appear empty. We've come, Father, and as priest of Lake Hamilton Bible Camp, I receive this offering this evening that's been presented into my hand, Father, from these men that have gathered together for this time to declare that Jesus is Lord. And Father, your word says that we shall come up and appear before thee, and that the Feast of Tabernacles is to be honored. And we've come at this time to honor that feast, Father, that is yet to be fulfilled through our Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ. And that great day of the feast, Father, that awful and terrible day when your wrath shall be poured out and your blessing and your glory shall come forth in and through your people. And Father, as priest of Lake Hamilton Bible Camp, I come this evening, and I receive these offerings, Father, from these thy people. And I come and present it unto you, Jesus, our high priest, to be received as an offering upon the throne before the Father. Then as I take it back and I become steward over it, I take authority and dominion over these finances, and I bind them to the kingdom of the living God. They shall be used for nothing but the necessities of life, then the furtherance of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, as long as this type of finances is used. I bind it to that cause. And I declare that it shall multiply again and again and again and again and again for the kingdom's sake, for the saving, delivering power of the living God to bring salvation and healing and deliverance to people wherever these finances may go. And I thank you. Now, Father, I pray Abraham's blessing upon these thy people. I pray your blessing upon their store, upon their family, upon their business, upon their household, and your protection over them, Father, as they travel the highways and the byways. I pray wisdom upon them, Father, for the days ahead, that they shall have wisdom that comes from you in guidance and direction in the hours and the weeks and the months and the years until you return. Father, that we shall be a testimony that can't be gainsaid, declaring the word of the Lord, that thus saith the word of the Lord. And, Father, that it shall go forth and it shall prevail. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. And I pray your a double portion upon them now, Father, protection and care over them in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and all of their family. Amen and amen. Praise you, Jesus.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.